firstly, we have to identify what types of ways we want to heal firstly. You know, maybe stress relief or reduction, improved well-being. Do we want a space that is physically engaging, that we do want to physically engage in, or that engages our senses in certain ways? A lot of our Aboriginal knowledge of plants, of animals, can be brought to life, and those stories can really be brought to life in a way where we can really connect with our natural spaces, which gives our natural spaces a sort of deeper meaning and, you know, deeper layers.
Most of us can attest to the fact that being outdoors feels rejuvenating, and it turns out science actually backs that up. Research shows that 3 to 5 minutes of looking at trees, flowers or water can induce a relaxation response and reduce anger, anxiety and pain. In addition, a study of hospital patients found those who had a bed that looked out of windows towards leafy trees had shorter hospital stays and required less medication than those staring at blank walls. While any garden is a good garden, Charles Solomon, who specialises in native Australian botany, land management, conservation and ecosystems, says that using Aboriginal knowledge when planting a garden can increase its healing power. Solomon's passion for native plants started from a young age.
My grandfather, who's a Narrago man of Monero people, he grew up living the traditional way. He grew up living and understanding the land, and he passed down a lot of that knowledge to my family and myself. And that sparked, I guess, a very initial interest and respect of the land.
Creating your own healing garden can enhance the local system as well as attract special visitors.
By bringing native endemic plants into our gardens or into our spaces, we are doing so much for the environment just from that alone. From a scientific perspective, we are contributing to the natural biodiversity of our surrounding. Therefore, we are improving the life of native animals and native plants.
Unlike English gardens that are typically planted in neat rows, Solomon says a native Australian garden is more sporadic.
We try and mimic the natural Australian environment because it is so beautiful. Although it's not perfectly neat, there's something about the plants and the animals and the shapes of our landscapes that are very, very unique.
Solomon recommends growing your own bush medicine, and he suggests starting with a tea tree.
Depends where we are in Australia, because different plants have different requirements as far as climate and rainfall goes. So that obviously does limit your selection depending on where you are. So there's many types of tea tree that are quite widespread in different parts of Australia. So either the Melaleuca or the Leptospermum species, and it's quite easy to Google the methods in making your own tea tree oil, and a lot of that information is approved and online, so, you know, very accessible to everyone. So, you know, it can be quite a fun process.
And native plants like bushy coastal Banksia flowers can do more than add colour into a garden.
The coastal Banksia is used to traditionally sweeten water, so it's a natural water sweetener. So in full flower, they come in all different colour flowers, from white, yellow, red. It was traditionally put in a what's known as a coulomb, a wooden bowl or basket, to sweeten water.
Lamandra longifolia, or known as basket grass, is Solomon's other favourite. It grows easily all over Australia and can be used for craft and hydration.
Traditionally and till today, we still use it to basket weave, to weave things like eel traps or string or all these different types of things. So it has all these different traditional uses. So it can be very much used in everyone's garden. So I recommend that use because people can then go and engage with local Aboriginal groups and organisations to learn how to basket weave, to learn how to bring back all those traditional uses of the plant.
For centuries, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have used native plants to tell their dreaming stories, and Solomon loves using local stories to make gardens with multiple layers. Just recently, he was involved in creating a garden at the National Arboretum, celebrating Munnindjil, the butterfly. A key feature of the garden is to attract butterflies to reflect the story of the local Ngunnawal people.
But also the plants have traditional uses, so it might be from medicinal to practical tool use to food. So it has so many different layers to the concept.
You can contact your council to see if there are local Indigenous organisations or elders who can help you understand the plants native to your area.